Gun Control in America, presented by
Geneva,
Haley,
and Stefan.
Recently, there has been a big discussion on gun control throughout the United States. Americans are commonly facing mass shootings like no country has before. Today, we are going to talk about the causes and effects of gun violence.
Recently, there has been a big discussion on gun control throughout the United States. Americans are commonly facing mass shootings like no country has before. Today, we are going to talk about the causes and effects of gun violence.
According to CityLab.com, the massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, seems to fit what we know about the tragic pattern of mass shootings. Once again, the shooter is white, male, and socially isolated. Most gunmen have mental problems and or suffer from PTSD, a disorder which is found in people that have gone through a traumatic experience like violence, personal assaults, witnessing violent deaths, military combat, being held hostage, terrorist attacks, a diagnosis of life-threatening conditions, an unexpected severe injury or death of a close family member or friend.
What makes mass shootings so dangerous? A reason that mass shootings are so dangerous is that it can happen anywhere at any time, so you can't prepare yourself. Another reason mass shootings are so dangerous is because guns are so...
Where and when do most mass shootings happen? Mass shootings happen all over the United States. There are only a few states that have not had a mass shooting. Some shootings happen when a large event takes place, like the outdoor concert in Las Vegas. But some take place in restaurants, schools, churches, and companies.
If we abolish our Second Amendment, then lots of people would be unhappy because the Second Amendment was made for U.S. citizens to have rights that can be taken away. If we take those rights away, then nobody could have guns and we'd start making exceptions, which is unconstitutional.
According to WashingtonPost.com, a father of two who had lost a job days before returned from an afternoon trip to the zoo with his daughter and told his wife he was going out hunting humans. He entered a busy McDonald's and opened fire I can just stop it there.
According to WashingtonPost.com, a homeless former welder who had been jailed for beating his wife and violating a restricting order went to her church during a Bible class and killed her and their 2-year-old son. Witnesses said the child had smiled and yelled, "Daddy, Daddy," before his father shot him in the face, fired at other churchgoers. The gunman, who had struggled with mental illness since childhood, had also killed his mother-in-law outside her home earlier that day. He was originally sentenced to death, but the verdict was overturned on appeal, and he pled guilty in exchange for consecutive life sentences. According to WashingtonPost.com, a father of two had lost his job days before returned from an afternoon trip to the zoo with his daughters and told his wife he was going hunting humans. He entered a busy McDonald's and opened fire with a shotgun and semi-automatic pistol. In the siege lasted 77 minutes until a police sniper on top of a neighboring building killed him. Lastly, according to WashingtonPost.com, a former U.S. Air Force airman who was able to buy guns because of an Air Force mistake killed or wounded nearly every person present at a Sunday service at his mother-in-law's church. Among dead were 9 members of one family. He fled but was chased by 2 local men, and he shot and killed himself after his vehicle ran off the road. The gunman had been convicted by a general court-martial of assaulting his wife and son and served a year's sentence before they realized in 2014 with a bad conduct discharge. The conviction was never entered in the FBI database that would have prevented him from passing a gun purchase background check.